I believe in the power inside of my heart. God is the source from whom we're never apart. No challenge too great and no cause is too small. This infinite love is inside of us all.
It's July the 31st, 2016, a Sunday evening. The sun is preparing to set in the west. This is PJ, your internet pastor, in the Lucy Coleman studio. An old studio, but one worthy of note. I was just listening to a message that I brought. As a matter of fact, about a year ago, July of 2015. And I was talking about how things were on the 4th of July. And I'm thinking up to 2016, of course, in the future, and I had no idea that my world would turn out to be the way it is. Thank you for joining me for the webcast. Sitting here in the studio, I was praying. I had the Bible in my hand. I had a wonderful day. I was out with my grandchildren, but they're not the grandchildren that I wanted to raise. They're not the kind of grandchildren that I wanted to see develop. And the reason that I turned on everything in the studio is because I wanted to raise this premise and to let you know how serious I am. I came up in a day and age where I got so much to share with you guys out there. You know, when you spend the whole day with your family, with my daughter and my grandchildren, okay? And I took them to the Serving Spoon, which is an eatery in Inglewood, California, which is very popular. The food is very good. Nice couple run it. A lot of people come there. It's become a tourist attraction. But while I was there, and I was thinking about me, my health, the way I'm feeling lately, and I'm not feeling good at all. I'm not feeling good about the webcast that I've been doing in terms of the political things, because I don't like what's going on. I think that the America that I guess I wanted to see has dissipated. Now, this is what I want to discuss in light of me seeing, and I just spent about an hour at my computer, and I went to Facebook, and I went to this main page where you go to, and they have all these streamed items down, and I'm looking at these items, and I'm looking at people. And what I've discovered is that the people that the people that lived in the country that I lived in used to have a certain decency about them. There were ways in which we engaged each other. Even if we did not like the other person, there was a sense that God was somewhere trying to reconcile all of the irreconcilability, if that's a word. God used to be the reconciler. Now, since he's been driven far out of our country, not in all of our minds, because some of us have a very strong, optimistic view of God stepping in. I want to talk a little eschatology today, because if I believe everything that I taught in that Bible, and I taught a lot from the book of Revelation, from Jeremiah and Ezekiel, and Isaiah and Daniel. These historic Jewish books have framed my particular reference in how everything is going to end up. And every religion has these sayings. I'll tell you the truth. I just feel like lying down, and I wouldn't mind if I didn't get up the next morning. That's the way I feel. I am sick to death. You can probably tell. You know, man, when I see all these people choosing sides and no one is choosing God. Then I came across a very interesting clip. It was a black guy, a preacher of some sorts, who spoke at the DNC. And it grabbed my attention because he says that he brought the house down with applause. And so I listened to his whole speech. And he was using euphemisms, terms, words, things that church people could agree with. You know, God wants us to love each other, and God wants us to put him first. And of all the parties who had invited a preacher to speak, the DNC did. And this preacher was just spewing political correctness. And I call it jambalaya juice, because no one in his right mind could believe what he said. He attributed the Democratic Party as a peaceful platform, far more peacefuler than the Republican Party. And as I said on the last webcast, I think that all of us have kind of lost the focus on, all of us have kind of lost the focus upon what each of us are supposed to live as an individual person, instead of thinking politically on party lines. I don't think in party lines. I think in godly lines. What is it that God would have of us? I think that is the inevitable question. What is it that God would have of us? How would God, if you believe that there is a God, you would have to know that something dangerously upsetting is going to take place in this country, because the breach has been too wide. Look, for those of you that saved up a little money, you live in a part of the country where you can stay isolated, stay away from a bunch of people. Stay to yourself, get some food, try to get something to keep you well. I don't know whether any of us are going to survive. Because some of the things, I mean, when I see a clip, Donald Trump saying that he wanted to really hurt somebody because of what they were saying about him. And when he said that a governor of a state called him to acknowledge him and to admonish him to stay strong. When you have governors of entire states calling, telling Donald Trump to be strong, that proves to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are myriads of people that think like this man thinks. And they don't want to become socialists. They don't want to become communists. They don't want their country taken away. Now, some of you that have been listening to me, you don't like hearing this, but you're stupid if you don't know what the socialist agenda is. The socialists and the communists have always divided the people. And I hate to bring up Germany all the time, because I think about what that country went through, but the Nazis had to do what they had to do to even bring about the existence of hatred against one set of people and to annihilate those people. If you think that will not happen in this country, or that it could not happen in this country, well, then your thinking is messed up, because it could happen in this country. As a matter of fact, I believe that it is going to happen in this country. The lies that a politician would tell you to get their way. And what happened to thinking people? I'll tell you, it was systematically done away with when they developed the large digital screens and all these programs. I was thinking just 30 minutes ago, well, what am I going to do Sunday evening? I think I'll watch a movie. Why did I go there? At times I would come here in the studio and I'd get the big mic here and I'd do a webcast. And I'd read a couple of Bible verses and I'd tell you what God is saying. I believe that there is an audience out there that would want to hear me say that. You have to write and tell me to say that, because I'm not going to say it anymore. I have a website full of that. That's why I haven't removed any of the work that I've put up about God. But I'd like to share something with you. I, like many people, have fallen into the trap of being entertained by pleasure, good times, and peace, while the rest of the world is languishing in hunger, sorrow, being murdered, starved out, and we in America up to this point have not experienced that on a national level. We've suffered a few consequential incidents with weather patterns and storms and tornadoes and mass murderers and things such as that, but not the way that other countries have, where myriads of people, their families, their culture has been decimated by war. One might rightly say that 9/11 was as close as our country came to that. But you know me, I don't believe that 9/11 was staged by 12 Jordanians, even if they were following Osama bin Laden, simply because I have too much evidence that Osama bin Laden was taken to a private hospital and checked out by our government. And his family was swooped away on jet planes to Saudi Arabia when they could have arrested all of them. And so that's, you know, that's, but I don't know, maybe I'm an older guy. I know when I'm watching a story. There's a movie came out, I think in 1945 starring Edward G. Robinson, Loretta Young, and it's called The Stranger. In my logic class, I try to show this movie when I'm teaching college. It's called The Stranger. I would ask you to look it up, try to look at this movie and watch it. It's in black and white. It's an old movie. Now, if I watch anything, I think that's what I'll watch tonight, because I want to watch that again. Because in the film, Edward G. Robinson plays an FBI agent that knows that a Nazi had worked his way here, and he was teaching in a university, and he was teaching in an all-boys school back east. It was one of those, what do you call them, those Ivy League schools where the rich and famous sons attended. It was an all-male school, and he had embedded himself as a professor there, and Edward G. Robinson was sent there to weed him out. I would really ask most of you that are over 50, if you could, to watch that movie, and so that you can understand that's the way things still are. They just don't do it in that way. Politics, politicians, liars, cheaters, schemers of all types come in different forms. They'll come to you smiling. They'll come to you saying that everything is free. when practically nothing is free. They will come to you and they will adamantly propose to you that everything is all right in our country, that we do not have to worry about anything, that as we live, and that we should not fear anything simply because everything's going to be all right. And it's not going to be all right. It is not all right now. We have set in front of us, and I'm not just talking about the November election. I am talking about survival and the way of life for my grandchildren. I for the first time since my grandchildren have been teenagers, I was able to pick them up, and I said, I'm taking you to breakfast this morning. So I went by to see them, and they get in the car with me. And I usually have my music playing, my jazz or whatnot. I said, I want to hear the music that you listen to. And they said, really? And I said, yes, I want to hear the music that influences you. Well, I won't get into everything, but I'll tell you, it is a bunch of garbage from the pit of, from a filthy pit. And both of my grandchildren told me that in both of the schools that they attend, everybody listens to this music. Now, I thought about it. You have an entire generation of young people listening to music that will lead a normative person with common sense and a love for culture and intelligence. You have these children listening to people making this music, and this is the most horrendous, horrendous music. I mean, the words of it. And all nationalities are singing it, not just the black rappers. I learned today that they have white rappers, Hispanic rappers, and all the young people, that this filthy mentality where these people are screaming obscenities repeatedly, verse after verse after verse, has clouded our children's mind. And it made me think about it because I also on Facebook was looking at a video of how Al-Qaeda trains their young people to become ISIS, okay, our terrorists. What they tell them, they literally brainwash the young people. There was a movie out about how how in Africa, I forget the name of the movie, but this African man was brainwashing. He was brainwashing the children in Africa and had them going around killing their own families and things like that. You see, when you erase God, what you do is you unleash the power of satanic ambition, not only in the minds of our children, but in their lives. And you know, I would love to hang out with my, now when I raised my children, I would not have any of that music playing in this house. Some of these young men that I've helped out from time to time, that's all they listen to. And they swear on the verses of those songs that that is the way life is. They swear that life is that way. And then when you try to tell them with some kind of rationale that it's not that way, that this is spawned of an evil. It is spawned of a most horrific evil. I was talking with one of the boys today, and he told me that he talks with people over this internet. And it said that a young lady wanted to come by and have relations with him. And she also added to the message that her boyfriend would like to come and have relations with them also. And the young man asked me, what is this all about? And I said, there are no limits. Everything is possible. Everything is accepted. Nothing is to be rejected. I told the young man, I said, this is the new world that we live in. And it so disgusted me because he, you know, he's out there. He's not a saint, if you get my drift. But that shocked him. And I said, there's going to be more shocking things happening. Now, let me warn you, as the preacher that I am, because I haven't done this in a while. I have not done it in a while. And the reason that I haven't done it in a while is because I don't think that anybody's listening. And so I'm going to do it because when I go to my email, I don't find anybody contacting me. Either they don't want to contact me, or they just don't want to hear it, or they just don't believe it, or they think that the message is some kind of translucent lie. There's something wrong with old man John Coleman. I tell you what, I'm so frustrated in my inner man that sometimes I feel like screaming, who took my country and my society away from me? Who left me with these vile mouth youth that trample on the traditions of decent people? You know, who? And who said, and I know how America became America. Please don't play that game with me. I know how this country became this country. I know about the thievery, the murders, the bloodletting, and everything else that white Europeans did when they came over here to this northern continent. When they left the southern continent of the Americas and came north and up into Canada, up until you get to the damn ice caps. I know what white Anglo-Saxons have done. And I also know what Africans have done. I know what Asian people have done. Just look at China. Mao murdered millions. Look at Japan when they enslaved Manchuria and the Asian continents, how they ran amok over the Philippines, killing massive thousands and thousands of people. Oh, don't tell me about what's fair. I know it's fair. I'm not this old black man just talking on a mic that doesn't understand human history, what has happened. I'm talking about how are we going to end? Because I'm seeing a lot of Christians put up on the website, well, Jesus is going to come back and he's going to set up his kingdom now, so you better get on the side of Jesus and all that. Let me tell you, no man, I read my Bible. I still read my Bible. And Jesus said these words, no man knows the day or the hour that the Son of Man cometh. But Jesus said, be ye also ready, because the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you're not even thinking about it. So I don't have a problem with the return of Jesus Christ. That's what we in America have seen as our God here on this continent. Now, you may try to deny that. You may try to say that it's not necessarily so. But I first and fundamentally believe that he is coming back. And when he comes back, he is going to bring judgment with him for each individual. I think the Bible verse goes like this. He says, for every man must appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the deeds that he's done in his body, whether good or bad. Now, we're going to talk about this a little bit because I want to scare the hell out of you today. This is Sunday. And, you know, when I got home from visiting my grandchildren, my hip is hurting me. My hip is hurting me. My shoulder hurts me. My blood pressure stays high. This stuff is keeping my blood pressure soaring. I'm doing all I can to fight it, to keep it down. If I take the medicine that the doctors give me, that stuff knocks me out. I don't want to take that. I'm just trying to look. And then I'm trying to teach lessons to these young men over here to care for themselves. And I think that my lessons plan worked pretty well. I had a little study group in my house yesterday on friendship and maturity and how men should correspond. My son Mario was in the meeting and he challenged the whole group. And you know what he challenged them with? Mario Canto hasn't changed yet. He says, I see it in the old man, but when am I going to see it in you guys, all you professing Christians? Because most of the men here were, you know, they wanted to pray. And even at the end of it, they asked Mario to join in and hold hands as we were. He said, I don't participate in that nonsense. And I know exactly why he said that. I know exactly why he said it. He said that he did not participate in that nonsense because he did not see any action behind the words of the person that was professing to be a part of that. And you see, that is where the problem lies. The problem lies in that. If young people do not see an active engagement of people actively involved within the real world, then he says it's all BS. That's what he said. And he had the right to say it. I'd like to say that as an American citizen, as a single-minded thinking individual, he has a right, not only a legal right, but a constitutional right to voice his opinion about things that are going on. But let's look at it this way. Let me ask you this question, and I want to be very, very, very specific about the questions that I'm going to ask you here, and I want you to try to answer with me, because I'm trying to figure this thing out. If everything that the Bible teaches me concerning eschatology, teachings of the end time, what's supposed to happen, and all of that, ought not we to become people that are serious in our endeavor to live correctly? There will always be Muslims, there will always be Christians, there will be Hindus, there will be Islamists, there will be fundamental Christians out of their minds, crazy people everywhere. Are we to end up by killing each other? Killing each other over our fundamental beliefs? Is that the way you think this whole thing is going to end? I would hate to think that America has become a country, and I mean a real country, where the only thing that we can think about doing is cutting each other's throats. No, I don't believe that you should try to take America's guns away. Whomever believes that is out of their mind automatically. And for that preacher that was at the DNC to condemn the NRA, the National Rifle Association, he's out of his mind. That's what the communists do. They'll get someone with a collar on around his neck, hype you up with all this talk about God, and then try to get you to disarm yourself. You know, stop being a fool. Stop listening to paid pimps. When I was preaching behind the pulpit, I used to tell the church that. I said, most of these guys that are behind the pulpit are pimps. They're not really God's men. They've never been God's man. They're into it for money. You know what I told my daughter? I was getting ready to leave her residence today, and I was thinking about how poor I am. And I said, you know, I think I owe you guys an apology, my family. Because I said, I sacrifice making good money where I could have given you guys better stuff and taking care of you better than I did. But then I told my daughter, I chose because I believe that God was working in me to try to help other people and to address some issues that nobody else was addressing. And so I went into the ministry, and I did that. Now, as I look at it, it appears that neither of my daughters believe what I taught. Definitely their children don't. I don't find too many people that are holding on to the old belief system. The old prejudices and hatreds are still existing among even some people that I used to worship with. And that's why I no longer attend church. I was going to attend a worship service one of these Sundays. I can't bring myself to put on the suit to go there because I believe that I'd stand up and scream to the top of my voice, "Do you know? Do you see what's happening?" I want to know, how in the world can people that call themselves God's people have Beyonce and Jay-Z and Lil Wayne music in their house playing on their systems? How, excuse me, can decent people see? It's upsetting me. It's upsetting me, and it's very difficult to talk about it. Let me open up a window. I got to get some air in here because I feel like I'm going to pass out. I feel like I'm going to pass out. The subject matter, wait a minute. Let me open up this window here. Get a little fresh air in here. Here it is. I feel like the subject matter that I'm discussing eventually will kill me. Because I don't know. Listen, Beyonce is of Satan. This woman, and you can see it all over the internet, she admits that spirits enter into her and gives her the ability to do what she's doing, in the same way that the spirits of God, meaning angelic hosts, the good spirits, help people do good things for humans. You have the evil spirits, you see, because you don't want me to get Christian on you, so I'm just going to tell you this. If you believe in spirits, you have good spirits. You have good spirits, and you have nasty spirits. You see? See, and so, therefore, oh, and that's just my neighbors. They're working next door, and I got the windows open. It's hot, so if you hear anything, I apologize. So, you know, it's just like when the young man came and said, "What is going on?" I said, "Because people are filled with spirits and they want to see how far they can go with it. This will be the time when God comes back and brings judgment on his creation. And he's going to bring judgment on me, judgment on you that's listening to this, judgment on your neighbors, judgment on our community, our city, whether it be through nature or whether it be through economic means. He will allow the spirit of darkness to fill the minds of myriads of people that will bring massive destruction and harm on society. When I have these discussions, even with the boys that come through here, sometimes they said, "Oh man, you crazy, man. You reading too much of that Bible. You need to put that Bible down." I said, "No, I'm not reading the Bible. I'm sensing what is going on. There's something going on. We are living during the time. These are perilous times, man. In Brussels, that bomb going off, killing all those people. And man, in Paris, people being attacked by Muslims. The refugees that come into the European country to get some food to eat, to stay alive, attacking the citizens of the host country to bring them in. And I know, when you think about the Syrians and you think about Gaddafi and how he was removed from office and killed, and when you think about how our government put that man up to that stuff, come on. You're walking around, like I said in the other webcast, with your eyes wide shut. Open your damn eyes and see what's going on. No, neither political leader can help you. Mrs. Clinton or Mr. Trump, neither of them can help us. We have sold our souls to the cheapest bidder. America, as we knew it, as we understood it, as we like it to be, is first and fundamentally done. America is done. when whatever money we have runs completely out, you will see hordes of animalism streaming up. And don't worry, it won't be broadcast on the news or things like that, because no one will be interested in what is going on in another city. They will be too concerned about what's going on where they are. Let me give you an example. I was talking with a young man that came here from another state to the state of California, and he wants to bring his family and get started all over and everything, you know, because things are rough back in Michigan. Things are rough everywhere. He comes out here, moves in with one of his family members. Whom else would you expect to help the young man? Well, the family member puts him out. The man has to go down to Skid Row. He has these plans to revitalize Skid Row, you know, where the homeless people stay. I said, man, he called me this morning, and I said, what you're talking about costs money, man. And what you need to do is first and fundamentally is take care of your children. You need to secure some kind of income through a decent living, and so that you can take care of your family and stop thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, starting something that 1,500 other people haven't already thought about in this city. See, because he left Michigan coming here, he should have done that in Michigan. But no, you know what? I'll tell you something. Any idea that somebody comes up with that doesn't have God at the center and a voice enough to tell the people that they are damn out of their minds. You know why I didn't tell my grandchildren that? Because the parents can't control what they listen to. Basically, the parents are afraid to take the phones because they want the children to be happy, and the parents want to live their own lives. We didn't grow up that way in America. When I grew up in the America, you see, I know the America that Donald Trump is talking about. When your child spoke back to you, he got whacked. If the parents had turned that mess off in this house, that mess was turned off. Now, my daughters told me since they've been grown, Daddy, you are mean. I said, did you turn it off? Yes, that's all you're supposed to be concerned about. Don't worry about was I mean. Did you ever go to jail? Well, no, Daddy. Did you ever miss a meal? No, Daddy. Did you get more than 1 and 2 and possibly 3 degrees? Yes, Daddy. That's because your daddy was real with it. Now, I'm not going to talk like, you know, when I talk with some of these men, I want to do this, I want to do that. I said, well, get up off your lazy behind and make something happen. Takes too long to do that. Come on, man. Rome wasn't built in a day. New York City didn't look like that. It only changed after the Indians got tricked and sold it for a handful of beads. See, history is important because history is where we can look back and see the way things were. And I'm not going to get into this thing about white people being devils and black people being saints, because that is a twisted lie. The Bible puts it this way: all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You can put your mama in that thing too. Put your mama, your daddy, your children, your grandma, your grandpa, whether you're white, Hispanic, black, Asian, I don't care what food group you're in. You are historically debauched and messed up. You know it, because when you sit on the toilet, nothing but waste comes from you. And in most cases, it smells. Unless you are trying to change your diet to a healthy exposure. Now, Pastor John just got to keep it real for you, because you see, some of you are walking around thinking that you're an exceptional person. You're not exceptional. They had Vice TV or something. These boys find it on cable, and they were looking at, and I'm thinking about it because my neighbor's house across the street there, they're Salvadorians. And they were talking about the gangs, MX-13 and 18, these gangs in El Salvador. Well, basically the whole country, where these kids are killing each other. literally killing each other, and it hasn't stopped since the U.S. involvement in that country. Killing. And how they can kill. And they're using teenagers in that. And my grandchildren were watching it here with me in my home. And I said, oh my God, if that comes here, I can see my grandson toting a pistol, talking about he's going to kill somebody over the dope trade. We're living in perilous times. You can, you know what? You can look the other way. You can, oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, the police. What do you mean the police? Man. I recommend this. I don't have to talk to you all day, all night. Those of you that believe in the power of communing with a God that will hear your heart, you need to join with me, because that's what I'm going to start doing. And I'm praying for myself. My family, they got to pray for their self. They got to come to it on their own. I have told them, look, I'm not going to make, because when I was preaching behind that pulpit, I was causing myself to become ill. Because the people by now should know this to be true, but the people by now are ignorant of the truth and continuously follow a failed movement. And I mean a movement that has failed from the bottom up. There's a very interesting clip that I saw on Facebook. It was one of the Black Lives Matter. He was a minister and he was leading in the march. So a police department invited him to participate in an experiment. And they gave him, you know, a toy gun and everything. And they said, we're going to show you what our policemen confront every day. And we'd like to see how you respond to it. They gave him three examples. The first one is that he saw a man, that the policeman got a call that a man was trying to steal a car. So the policeman and this guy that was a preacher in Black Lives Matter, who was out there screaming against the police, was acting as a police, and they had a policeman doing what the thief would do. And so the police said, come here so I can talk to you. The man wouldn't come to him. And then the man proceeded to hide himself behind the car that he was attempting to steal. And when he did that, he came from behind the car and with his toy gun, shot the Black guy that was playing as a cop. And he said, dead cop. See? Because you see, the preacher was thinking, well, you have to communicate with him. You have to talk with him. Let me tell you something. That was a vivid, perfect example of what debauchery is. When people are doing crime, they don't give a darn whether you got on a uniform, a badge, a gun, whether you got a family, anything. They want to do the crime to get what they want because they are basically niggers. And they could be white, Mexican, Asian, or Black. A nigger is a nigger. He don't want to work for nothing. He just want to take something that's not his. The second scenario is that this guy in Black Lives Matters, these two men were fighting in the street. And the guy in Black Lives Matter was supposed to be a cop. He walks up on him and he says, hey, you guys ought to stop fighting. Calm down. And one of the guys turns from the guy he was fighting and charged at the guy that was pretending to be a cop. Boom. He instinctively shot him again. And the people said, why did you? He said, well, basically, man, I feared for my life. This is a Black man. Basically, I feared for my life. And I shot him. Okay. And the third scenario, let me see if I can remember it. Because see, that's what made me do this webcast today. Because see, you people out here have to start using some brain, some sense. I forget what the third one was, but the two were enough for me to understand that that's what you're going to have to do to practically everybody in this civilization. Because if not, Someone is going to look. Anybody can look in the Lucy Coleman studio window and see that I'm broadcasting. The sun is well down. I have the light from the computer screen on. When people walk by my house, they can see me in the studio. They're saying, oh, the old man is at it again. He's at it again. Yeah, why don't somebody join me sitting down here? Why doesn't somebody come here? Why don't some of these young men come in here and join me when I talk like this? Now, I've already told them I'm not going to watch no crooked cops whoop their head, but I will tell you one thing. I'll say it, and I'll say it again. When a law enforcement officer gives you a command, and if you don't follow that command, you are subject to die that day. Now, you can think about all those young men in the street, the ones on the bike, the ones walking, the ones whipping the cop the finger. You can't be saying to an authoritative policeman to go screw yourself. Not in the America that I grew up in. See, but I don't know what these so-called parents are teaching their children these days. Got to be suicidal. So, it's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. It's common sense. This country cannot continue the way that we're headed. We have a lot of angry people. You have a lot of medical physicians, doctors that are angry because their money has been tampered with by the Obama situation. You just giving everything away when a doctor does surgery. His cost of living, you know, I was told by someone, well, his cost of living should change. Everybody doesn't have that. I said, damn it, everybody didn't pay for 8 years of school and all that money to become a medical doctor. Why should a medical doctor make what a street sweeper makes? It doesn't make any sense. And that's what Obamacare is. It is nothing but national socialism. And see, yeah, but I didn't have nothing. Now I got it for free. Maybe if you get up off your lazy butt and do a decent day's work, you'd have something. But see, I'm sorry, I have to talk that way because that's the America that I grew up in. I didn't grow up in an America where you can just sit down and put your hand out and they're going to give it to me. You know why that man moved here from Michigan? Because he learned that he can get on SSI and get a little bit more money than he can get in Michigan. So he comes out here, tries the waters, then he's going to bring his woman and her two children out here and get on the dole and think he's going to live for free for the rest of his life. That's coming to an end. And Hillary, that lying politician. You know what? That's why I told you years ago, I don't play a fool's game, but I do love my neighbors. So I'm asking you to think conclusively, honestly, and sincerely about the things that you do and you believe. Okay, I'm getting hungry. I got to go get me some dinner because I'm hungry and I got to feed this hunger. God bless you. Hey, listen, let me know what you think about this webcast. Pastor John is still the man that believes in God. I just don't believe in the church because the church has no authority. No ability to say what I just said. You know why I don't go to church? Wait, I can't stop. Do you know why I no longer go to church? Because if I went to church, I expect to hear a preacher say what I just said. And if that clown didn't say it, then the clown is a pimp. And what are those people? I would stand up and say, what in the hell are you doing wasting your time in here listening to this soothsaying pimp? All right, come on, ushers, throw me out. I'm not trying to attack him, but this man is no man of God. He should have warned you. He should have warned you. Unless you can say in your heart, and I'd say the same thing to Donald Trump, unless you can say in your heart that you love Donald Trump and that he has a right to give his opinion about how this country should be run, you aren't going to God's heaven. You are not. Because the only kind of individuals that live that way are the kinds of individuals that love other people. Now, another good movie for you to see, since I mentioned The Stranger, another one that I show is Apocalypto. Jaguar Parr, the starring figure in that film, he was too busy running for his life instead of trying to love all the mother natives that was killing his ancestry and everything else. I don't think you're running yet, people. But I'm telling you this, you aren't running, but you're being rocked to sleep by liars. And until you wake up, my webcast will remain a thorn in your side. Thank you for coming to my website. This is Sunday, the last day of July, 2016. Goodness only knows what August is going to present to us.